Alessandro, we've had the global event helping out people with COVID-19. This past weekend, we had the Canadian event. And this Friday, Yes Theater presents Yes We Stay at Home. This is our community telethon. Can you tell us why you decided to do this?
Yeah, so, you know, I think in times of crisis, artists have a large responsibility to kind of provide some sense of relief and a sense of community for people. And this is an opportunity for us, artists here in Sudbury, who have received so much over the years from the people who live and work in our city. And we just want to, give a little bit of hope and a little bit of love. And we're going to be supporting the food bank, which is really exciting. And there's a big need for that, of course, at this time. And we're hoping to just, you know, provide an evening of great comfort and music and joy.
It's no surprise to Mel and I that there's a rich artistic community here in Sudbury, and you got over 50 artists and arts organizations and businesses that are coming together. How'd you get all these guys together?
You know, it was easy. You find yourself when you're in Sudbury, you know, you make connections and you work with a lot of different people often. So it was really simple to I sent some messages out. I said, is anybody interested? I asked a couple of key people. Obviously, we have a lot of our kind of core Yes Theater artists, but in addition to them, you know, we have folks like Jeff Wiseman, Pandora Top, Patricia Cano, Joey Nichivoto, just a lot of really, really wonderful people who are coming together and who just said yes. You know, they said yes right away without any hesitation. And I think that's really a reflection of kind of all of the artists in Sudbury. We're all so gung-ho and willing to come together and connect.
So we are gung-ho, too. Can you tell us how we can see this Yes We Stay at Home, a community telethon this Friday?
Yes. So if you go to Yes Theater's Facebook page, all the information is there. Or you could look us up on YouTube. If you look up Yes Theater Sudbury on YouTube, it's going to be starting at 6 p.m. And we're likely going to go well into midnight. I want it to be one of these old school telethons where everyone just keeps it on the background. You make dinner, have some drinks, do whatever. And it's going to be a really, really fun night.
Wow, that's amazing. So I am president of the Sudbury Food Bank, and our police chief is chairman. And so we've been asked to do a little intro at the beginning. So I'm kind of nervous about that. Like, where can I do that? Like, do I do that in front of my bookshelf at home?
Well, that's the thing. You can look up many of the different videos on YouTube that people have been doing to see what the best live stream background would be. But I would say find a place in your home that you love most and just set up the camera and shoot away.
Mel and I have an interpretive dance that we were hoping to unveil.
No, I'm just
waiting for our invitation. I must have got lost in the email,
well,
I think.
Exactly. It's somewhere in your email. Just keep looking. Look, maybe check your junk mail.
Spam folder. So starts at 6 o'clock. And who's going to be directing, or who's, I guess it would be directing in highlighting which cameras are going to be going on or any of that stuff?
Well, that is all going to be happening. Myself and Jake Deeth, who's another core Yes Theater artist, are going to sort of be hosting the evening. And our general manager, Scott Denniston, will be sort of the backstage virtual stage manager. So there's a lot of technical things to work out, but it's pretty straightforward. Yeah, it's going to be nice and simple and easy.
Yeah, that's what...
Simple, huh?
I'm sure we'll run into some technical difficulties, but we'll have fun with it.